Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about the cycle of narcissistic abuse. And I'm going to talk about it in terms of a romantic relationship. Now, we know that abuse with regard to other relationships, whether it's family or boss or friends, that's totally different. But in the cycle of abuse with a romantic relationship, it goes this way. And it's very, very common, okay? This is why, you know, narcissists, they're very predictable. So I'm going to talk about what you go through in the cycle of narcissistic abuse. You start out, you meet somebody, and they come on really strong. This is the love bombing stage. This is when the narcissist makes you feel like you're on top of the world. They tell you everything you want to hear. They make you feel so special, so important. They show appreciation for you. Sometimes they give you gifts or go out of their way for you if they really try to win you over. The ones that are after something big, like money or a place to live, they will love bomb the shit out of you. They will make you feel like you have met the love of your life, you have met your soulmate, that the two of you are destined to be, okay? And they will even say that. And that's a huge red flag with the love bombing. When you meet somebody in the first 3 months, some of the red flags that you'll see is they start saying they love you like within the first month. Okay, they don't love you if they don't know you. You have to know somebody in order to love them, right? What they are doing is they're lusting after you, or they like, you know, what they see so far out of you. And remember this, a narcissist puts you, you know, on a pedestal in the beginning. They have a preconceived notion of, you know, that you're going to fulfill all their dreams, all their fantasies. You know, you're going to make them happy. That's your purpose to the narcissist, is to make them happy. So everybody is nice in the beginning. This is what I tell everybody. Everybody is nice in the beginning. So you don't really know that person in the beginning because everybody has their best face on. You're trying to impress somebody. You want somebody to like you. In the beginning, it's usually about, you know, chemistry and lust. You're lusting after this person. You like what they look like. Maybe when they're talking, you like what they're saying. They seem very nice, okay? But usually, you know, it's a lust thing. It's not a love thing, because love is something that grows over time, you guys. It's a mutual love, respect, you know, having each other's back. That's love. You create love together with another person and you become as one. And that love is the fact that you'll put that other person before yourself. That's when you really know whether somebody loves you, is that they will put you before themselves. Okay. So in the beginning, it's hard to you know, differentiate whether this person is authentic or whether they're a love bomber. But one of the huge red flags that you're going to know that you're being love bombed is that the relationship is going to move lightning fast, okay? You'll be in a relationship within the first month, sometimes within the first week or 2 weeks. They're going to want to move fast with it. So the cycle of narcissistic abuse, the narcissist comes on strong. It starts at the top of the mountain, and then it crashes down, okay? It's too good too soon. And that's a red flag as well, because, you know, it's almost like a fairy tale. And in life, there's no such thing as a fairy tale, okay? Real love, and see, this is the problem, because so many people, you know, like I see, like even on reality TV, I saw, you know, one of the young girls who was looking for love, and she's like, I still want to believe in love. I still want to believe in love. She met this guy out in Greece. She doesn't even know anything about him. And all of a sudden she wants love. Well, you don't know any, how are you going to know that he's for you? You already have boundary. You already have a lot of, you know, obstacles in place. The fact that you're in two different countries trying to have a relationship, you don't know anything about him. You don't know how he deals with when he's angry, he's upset, he's depressed, he doesn't have money, or when he does have money, how he treats people. So you don't know this person. You like him, but she's infatuated with the feeling of being in love. And this is how narcissists play people, because they find people that are so hungry and desperate for love, and they play upon their emotions to make them feel that they are what they are looking for in order to fulfill them. So the cycle of narcissistic abuse is going to start out great, because you have somebody who is giving you a lot of attention. They're going to keep you on the phone for hours the first couple of days, maybe the first week or two. They're going to have you on the phone constantly because they're trying to fool you that they're so into you, okay? Or they're or the narcissist themselves is infatuated with you. It's infatuation. It's lust. It's not love, again, because they don't know you, okay? It takes time to know what somebody's about. That's why we take our time in dating, so that you can see somebody in all different kinds of circumstances. When they're angry, when they're mad, when they're depressed, how they act around other people, you know, how they treat other people, how they treat their kids. All of this gives you clues to who that person is. We also take a while to date so that we can look into somebody's background. I can't say this enough, you guys. You want to know what somebody's about? Look into their background, where they came from and how they lived. You know, their track record will tell you what they are, because a person repeats patterns of behavior. So if their patterns of behavior were bad, okay, what makes you think it's going to change now? It's not. And I'll give you an example. If you meet somebody who's been married 4 or 5 times, automatically you have to say to yourself, their track record is bad. And why is that? Because they make poor decisions. They're taking a serious decisions like marriage, and obviously they went into marriage and they didn't think it out, or they didn't take their time and investigate, you know, whether this person is right for them. They just jumped into it, and they're not valuing, you know, marriage. So the cycle of narcissistic abuse, it's going to start out, it's going to be wonderful. You may have 3 months that are the best 3 months of your life, but understand this, that's not real. That's not real. That's somebody that's showing you one side of themselves because they want to earn your trust. And this is the goal of the narcissist in the beginning. Before they got you, they're trying to earn your trust. And here's where it all ends, you guys. Once that narcissist earns your trust, once that narcissist knows that you're thirsty for them, then guess what? The narcissist gets bored. They know that they have you now. And also, keep in mind this, all right? Most of the time when you meet a narcissist, you never met that person and they were completely single. And what do I mean by single? I mean that they weren't talking to anybody. Narcissists always like to have a backup plan. What does that mean? That means that even though they're talking to you and giving you the majority of their time, there's still other people that they talk to, or they could have situationships and you don't even realize that, okay? This is why a lot of people get involved with a narcissist thinking that they're single and they're still talking to their ex, because they never cut the cord. They may have been broken up with their ex, they may have been on a break with their ex, but there's an emotional tie that is still there. There's still a tie there that the narcissist never cut. And this is the thing with narcissists. They don't like to cut ties. They don't, because you guys, it boils down to this. The narcissist doesn't want to be alone. They always want to know that somebody's around. I told you, they hate exposure, but even more, they hate abandonment and being alone. So they always have to have people around. So now that the narcissist, you went through the love bombing stage, they mirrored you, they pretended they were just like you. You know, they made you feel like they were, you know, everything you were looking for. They pretended to be everything that your creepy ex wasn't. And now they have earned your trust. And now guess what? Now they're talking to other people on the side. Once they know that they got you, they are definitely talking to other people on the side. Okay? Understand that. because the challenge is over. And once that challenge is over with the narcissist, they need another thrill, because narcissists are thrill seekers. They need that constant ego petting. They need that constant validation to think that they are terrific. So what does that mean? That means that narcissists need attention. So once they've conquered you, okay, because narcissists love a challenge, and then once they conquer that challenge, they're going to be looking for other challenges, or they're working on somebody else on the side. So now, also, keep in mind, a little time has gone by, and the narcissist is starting to see things they don't like about you. Because the narcissist is a critical person, a judgmental person, and they may not like little things that you do, okay? They may not like the way you park your car in the driveway. They may not like the fact that you talk to your family so much. They may not like your kids. They may not like the way you dress. They will nitpick and find something that they don't like. See, this is why it's impossible with a narcissist, because they don't accept people for who they are. They always want to criticize or try to change somebody. So now they've gotten to know you, and now that fantasy has kind of, you know, it's no longer a fantasy anymore. And now they're starting to see things they don't like, or because they're talking to somebody else that is now the new shiny new toy, now they're starting to disdain you, okay? Because they have this other interest. Now understand this. When a narcissist starts to devalue you, 9 times out of 10, they've got somebody else that they're interested in. And that's why they're devaluing you, because they don't care. They don't care because they got somebody else on the side, another interest, another supply. So when a narcissist starts to devalue you, that's when you know this relationship is starting to spiral down and it's going to crash. This is what happens, all right? So now they're devaluing you. You're fighting with them. Maybe now they're going to give you the silent treatment if they're a covert narcissist, or they're going to gaslight you. They're going to play mind games with you. They're going to triangulate and bring other people into it and say, well, even so-and-so doesn't like you, or you have a problem getting along with everybody. Now what they do is they plant that seed of doubt that there's something wrong with you, okay? And now this is why you've got to be focused like a prosecutor in a courtroom when they do that, okay? Because if you're not, they're going to eat you up alive and destroy your self-esteem, where you're going to sit there and self-doubt yourself and think that something's wrong with you. This is why you've got to know the game. You got to be able to spot that gaslighting. Go listen to my podcast on gaslighting. You've got to recognize when somebody can't work out conflict with you. And you've got to always look, you got to read rather between the lines and say, why are they doing this when I really haven't done anything wrong? Okay. Why are they devaluing me when I really haven't done anything wrong? They're devaluing you because they have somebody else and they don't need you. So when a narcissist devalues you, it's because they don't need you, all right? Or they're just so judgmental and critical, you just get under their skin because you're dealing with a very critical person that expects perfectionism. Only, you know, even perfectionism is not enough for them, okay? Nothing is enough for the narcissist. And that's why you should never take it personally when they start with that, okay? Because they would do it to anybody. Because the thing is, you are now no longer, you know, the dream that they thought you were, okay? Now they are seeing things in you that they either don't like, or they have another supply that they think can make them happier. So when they have another supply that they think can make them happier, they're going to start to devalue you. Now, people say to me all the time, well, if they don't like us, what are they doing there? They're there with you for some sort of supply. They're there with you because maybe they're getting sex out of you. Maybe they're getting money out of you. Maybe they need a place to stay. Or maybe they just like their ego fed. Or you're just a safety blanket because they're unsure about the other supply, okay? They're not sure about the other supply yet. So you're being held in abeyance, but they're devaluing you because they're disgusted because they feel like you're not making them happy, okay? So they devalue you when they're not happy, you're not making them happy. Like it's your job to make them happy, all right? You're not going to make them happy. The only ones that can make themselves happy is themselves. But see, they don't want to recognize that and self-reflect and realize that they are empty vessels and that they have an emptiness and they don't appreciate the little things in life. They have great expectations of what they expect in life because they feel they've been cheated. And that's the truth. They feel they've been cheated and that's why they always want more, more, more. They're never satisfied with what they have or who they have, okay? So that's when the devaluation period starts to happen, okay, you guys? Next, I'm going to talk about the discard. When it comes to the discard, the next phase is the discard phase. And during the discard phase, the narcissist is either going to discard you or you're going to have to do a reverse discard on them. When the narcissist discards you, that means that maybe they just block you or they, you know, they just, you know, tell you off and then block you. Understand this, if the narcissist blocked you or they discarded you, it's because they have somebody else. Period, dot, end of story, okay? That narcissist, if they discarded you, they have somebody else. That's why they don't care, because you have been replaced, all right? You have been replaced. But then you have the narcissist that doesn't discard you and leaves you hanging. They breadcrumb you. You are the safety net. You are on the bench, okay? Because what they're doing is they don't want to throw you away because they feel like, you know what? Maybe they could use you for something down the road if things don't work out with the other supply. So instead of breaking up with you, they keep you around. And also they like to know that you're giving them attention. How do you give them attention? By getting on the phone with them, by talking to them, by constantly asking them what's wrong. Why don't they want to see you? Why don't they call you back? This feeds the narcissist. This makes them feel like they're terrific. You're worried about why the narcissist is not giving you attention. That feeds the narcissist and feeds their ego into thinking that they're terrific, that they got you. You know, they got you like thirsty for them. So that's how it goes with the discard. Now, understand this with the discard as well. Like somebody said to me, well, if the narcissist discards you, will they come back? Yes, they can come back. They can come back. Understand this. Narcissists are very ballsy. They don't care. They'll come back like nothing ever happened and they'll play dumb or they'll say something like, oh, I just needed time for myself. You know, I was having problems, you know, at work or, you know, my mother, you know, was having, they'll make up any excuse, any bullshit excuse, and they'll come back. All right. Why? Because things aren't going good for them out there. And that's when you know the narcissist is unhappy, is when they come back, you know they're not doing good. They're coming back because they need something out of you. They're not coming back because they realize they loved you, because if they loved you, they would have never taken a chance of losing you to somebody else, okay? A person who loves you will never take a chance of losing you. All right, you can get into a fight with somebody and it might be like a couple days, a week, maybe, you know, maximum 2 weeks. But if somebody goes longer than 2 weeks without talking to you, that person never loved you. All right, understand that. All right, because they'll never take a chance of losing somebody that they truly love. But see, a lot of narcissists feel you're not going anywhere. So they feel they can come back. They feel you're not going anywhere. And why is that? Because they think they are the best thing that ever walked into your life. Narcissists think in their distorted mind that they are better than you. They think that they're better than you, or they want to think that they're better than you, okay? So they feel they can come back and bounce in and out of your life, all right? And that brings me to the next cycle of narcissistic abuse is when they come back and they hoover you. This is when they're going to reach out to you. It could be, you know, a couple of weeks, it could be a couple of months, and it could be a couple of years, depending on the narcissist, depending on what's going on in their life, depending on how desperate they are or what they want to get out of you. If you have something that that narcissist wants, they are going to come back and they're going to hoover you. And they're going to say, again, they're not going to bring up about the breakup. They're going to say something like, how you been? Or, you know, oh, I went by this spot the other day and I thought about how we went by, you know, the park there, you know, on the holidays. They're going to bring up something sentimental, stupid to try to play on your emotions again. Now, here comes the second round of love bombing, all right? This is to suck you back in. This is to draw you back in so that they could get something out of you. But remember, it's not because of they love you or anything. They are playing you. They are playing you, okay? They're manipulating you. They want to get back in your good graces because you have something that they want. Or it's just for their ego. They want to know that you would take them back after everything that they have done to you. It's an ego trip to know that, you know, you are there. And this is why some narcissists that are still with the new supply, because I had people ask me, well, they're still with the new supply. Why are they reaching out to me? Because they want that ego trip of knowing that you would go with them. Just the fact that you would get on the phone and talk to them and be nice to them makes them feel like you're thirsty for them or you've got it. You're so love struck by them. And what does that do? That feeds the narcissist and boosts up their ego. Not that they're going to leave the new supply, mind you, but they like to know that you're there. This is why they bounce back to their exes. And then they're with the new supply. The new supply has no clue that they're still talking to their exes because they try their exes and they try to, you know, weasel their way back in, okay? So if you're a, you know, if you're a sucker, you let them back in and guess what? They're going to treat you twice as bad the first time because now they feel you're desperate, you're needy, you need them for something, you know, they got you in their pocket, and now they feel they could walk all over you. Every time you take back a narcissist, your value goes down to the point of zero, and that's where the narcissist is going to walk all over you. And I had clients that were dealing with that. I had a woman who was dealing with that with this guy who kept bouncing in and bouncing out, and I said to her, I said, you got to close that door. He's going to consistently keep doing that. And she would text him and he would read it and he wouldn't respond and he would punish her for like days on end. Okay. I said, this cycle will never end unless you make it end. Okay. You make it end. And this is what it is, you guys. This is where the trauma bond comes in because the narcissist is going to have you at a point where you think that you're the problem. This is part of why they devalued you is to make you feel like you're the problem. So it's going to be a back and forth cycle of love bomb, devaluation, discard, hoover, come back again, love bomb, devaluation, discard. Now, when you break up with the narcissist, what is the first thing that that narcissist is going to do besides the fact that they already have a new supply lined up? They're going to smear the shit out of you to everybody, okay? Everybody, and they're going to post it on social media to make you look bad, all right? Because they want you to feel like you're the problem and they want to look, you know, like the golden person that, you know, they really tried and they did everything for you, but you are an emotional nut or you're crazy or you're judgmental or you're controlling or you're a cheater. They're going to throw out every accusation in the book and you've got to expect that. But who the fuck cares what a toxic narcissist says or his or her flying monkeys, all right? Anybody who backs the narcissist is toxic as well. Toxic or stupid, all right? So you don't need those kind of people in your life anyway. So expect the smear campaign. Don't get upset about it. Don't take it personally. Understand that when they're doing that, that means you got under their fucking skin, and that's good. Keep smearing. Keep smearing, because now I know I really got to you, all right? So you guys, all right? It's like this. Here's the biggest thing with this cycle of abuse with narcissists, you guys. The bottom line is these people waste your time, waste your life. And you sit there. Here's the biggest tip I could give you guys. And I'm losing my voice, so I got to, you know, end this podcast. I pretty much covered, excuse me, the majority of the narcissistic abuse. But here's the biggest tip I could give anybody out there that's in a toxic relationship. If you feel any kind of confusion whatsoever, you're confused whether this person cares about you or not, you're confused whether the person is in the relationship with you or not, then guess what? They're not in it with you. Okay, they're not in it with you. Because when somebody's in a relationship with you and it's true and it's authentic and they're really in the relationship, you won't have to question it. Because somebody that's your partner that's in the relationship with you is going to want to make you feel safe. They're not going to play mind games with you. Why don't they play mind games? Because they don't want you to play. They don't want to take a chance of losing you. All right. People that are serious minded and want to be in a relationship with you will not play mind games with you because they don't want to take a chance of losing you, all right? Understand that. And also, generally, because, you know, they're straight shooters and they're about the truth. But when you deal with a narcissist who's about gaslighting, gaslighting causes confusion. Why is it confusion? Because they're not answering your question directly. They're trying to deflect and confuse you. They're trying to blame shift and put it all on you. To make you question yourself, okay? This is how they mind fuck you. You've got to have that prosecutor mind and say to yourself, no, 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 not today, Satan. I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing. And I actually dealt with this when I was in court with a judge and we were going through the facts, and the judge, he was really good and he was really sharp, and he came at me because he knew what I was doing, and he said, are you trying to convict this person? Are you trying to convict this person? And, you know, I was like, no, judge, I'm just giving you the facts on everything, you know, everything. But it's, you've got to, the point I'm trying to make in all this is you've got to look at not what they're saying, but what their intent is behind it. And that's why when a narcissist gaslights you, instead of sitting there and defending yourself, you, first of all, you disengage and you get away from them. But what you could also say to them is this: does it make you feel better to put me down? Okay. Because that's your way of letting them know, you know what they're doing. They're trying to put you down in order to make themselves feel better. And you'll see their whole face will be like a deer in headlights. Why? Because you're calling them out for exactly what they're doing. You're showing them that you know their mind games. And that's when you're going to see that narcissist run. They're going to run once they know that your mind is sharp and you see exactly what they're doing. All right. I could do it because I've dealt with so many dirty narcissists. I could spot them a mile away. I've seen them all walks of life. All right. It takes experience to really recognize it, but you have to listen when people talk and they tell on themselves what they are or what's on their mind or what they're doing. So when people talk, think about what is their intent in saying what they said. It's like somebody who does a sarcastic joke. You don't think about the joke per se. You know that they're insulting you, but you have to say, what is their intent? Their intent, okay, their intent is to hurt you, is to slight you in an indirect, passive-aggressive manner, the way a covert narcissist that's passive-aggressive does it, all right? so that you can never point your finger at them directly and accuse them of anything. This is why covert narcissists are cowards and hide and do everything passive aggressively. That's how you know you're dealing with a covert narcissist, because they're passive aggressive, all right? And I'm getting off tangent, you guys. Sorry, I'm going on and on. But the point is, in all of this, you guys, you have to be the one to end it. You have to be the one to end it. Every minute that you designate to that narcissist is a minute away from your life, a minute away from your children, a minute away from cleaning your house or working on your career or doing something healthy for yourself, going to the gym or walking. Don't give these people your time. Don't give them your attention. You leave a narcissist cold, and then you don't give them another minute in your brain. Not another minute. You remember. You've got to remember what this person did to you so that you could break that cycle of abuse. You remember how they disappeared on you. You remember how they lied to you. You remember how they called you crazy. You remember how they abandoned you when you needed them. You remember how they were cold and unaffectionate. This is what you remember so that you break that cycle of narcissistic abuse, because narcissists are clowns. They're jokers, and they will waste your fucking life. Get them out, all right? Get them out. I'm trying to save your life. I'm speaking from experience, because I wasted a lot of my life with the narcissist that I dealt with. I wish I could change my past, but I can't. All I can do is preach to you guys to try to save you from wasting your life away with somebody who's going to play mind games on you and use you for something, and they're going to play upon your emotions. So don't be a sucker and fall for every time somebody says, I love you, I miss you. Prove it. Prove that you love me. Prove that you miss me. But understand this, a person's pattern of behavior rarely, rarely will ever change in their life, okay? How do I know? Because I lived a lot of life and I've seen it, all right? People rarely, rarely, rarely change their pattern of behavior. A liar will always be a liar, okay? And I'm not going to say that, you know, somebody that cheats will always be a cheater, because that's not always necessarily true, but in general, for the majority, yes. For the majority, yes, okay? So, you know, it's hard to break that pattern of behavior. So what you saw in the past will be repeated in the future. Get yourself away from this shit and focus on your future and living your best life. Your best life is your revenge against that narcissist that played mind games on you, played you for a fool, played you stupid. You know what? It's their loss, because they will no longer ever have another minute of your time. They lost you, and you were a good person, and you had a good heart, and you gave to that person. Guess what? They'll never ever find another you again, all right? So it's their loss. So I hope that helps you guys. I got to run here. If it does, please hit the subscribe button and please share the podcast, and have a great day. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website, where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio, where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.